Six Alaska legislators want the governor to reinstate a Southeast environmental activist to a cruise ship science panel. Gershon Cohen of Haines was named to the Department of Environmental Conservation Advisory Committee earlier this month. Commissioner Larry Hartig removed Cohen a short time later, saying he was too much of an advocate to sit on an impartial panel. Hartig says he made his decision after hearing complaints from the tourism industry. Two senators and four representatives sent a letter yesterday to Governor Sean Parnell objecting to what they call corporate abuse. House Minority Leader Beth Krutula, a Juneau Democrat, signed the letter. It says the administration caved into lobbying from the cruise ship industry, which has battled with Cohen for years.
It seems to have been done with no good reason for it, and quite possibly because of industry pressure. And that's just really disturbing and wrong. And this isn't the way to have the state government treat people.
Senators Bill Willikowski and Hollis French and Representatives Berta Gartner, Mike Dugan, and Les Guerra signed the letter. All are Anchorage Democrats. Cohen co-sponsored a 2006 citizens initiative that increased regulation of cruise ship wastewater discharges. The six lawmakers say he's qualified for the panel because he has advanced degrees in biology and environmental policy. The six represent only a tenth of the state legislature. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman has no objection to Cohen's removal.
You know, you serve on these committees at the discretion of the governor, it's my understanding. So if the governor isn't comfortable with an appointment, he can certainly change that. I'm not privy to the information the governor has, but, you know, if you're biased or viewed to be biased heavily one side or the other, normally you don't make the best appointee.
The Science Advisory Panel was created last year by legislation delaying the new wastewater discharge rules. Its 11 members will advise the state on technologies that could help cruise lines meet the standards.